Well, hello. 12 Business Party National Committee offices are at it again. We are all here. All the officers are here. And we are doing a special recording just for you. Today we're going to talk about a very special topic, and that is the unification of the 12 Business Party and your clubhouses. First off, today we're going to bring up Tom Carey and Steve Fagan. Steve Fagan first. And then we're all going to sit here in a roundtable discussion and discuss unification of the 12 Business Party and your clubhouses. So, Steve.
Yes. Hi, Michael. Good morning and good afternoon
good morning.
And good evening,
Hi.
Depending on when you're listening. How are you? Glad to be here today, and thank you for introducing us for the 12 Visions team. I'm Steve Fagan. I'm Senior Vice Chairman for the National 12 Visions Party, and I'm glad to be on this recording today and have a chance to really help our society move forward with understanding and awareness of how the 12 Visions Party is moving and the direction, as well as specifics about the 12 Visions Party. And to help me discuss this, I've got another member of our national committee, Mr. Tom Carey. Tom, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you, Steve. And I am the third vice chair for the national committee. It's a real honor and a pleasure to be with you gentlemen today.
Terrific, Tom. What Tom and I are going to talk about right now is about the unification. We want to understand from the national level what Mark Hamilton's vision was of how we've got A-teams, clubhouses, we've got new members, existing members, we have upcoming members, we have different types of integrations. We've got a lot of different areas that are being moved forward towards our goals, which we will discuss further. But we've got to understand we have various areas that are moving forward with the society. And Mark, in his vision, realized that we couldn't take everything at one time. And basically, as we all know, the 12 Visions Party is a major focal point for us to move forward for in the society. But as you know also, we started with the literature. We started with reading. And many of us who are listening to this call today were out there reading on our own for quite a while and then started getting involved, meeting other members. And what Mark did was to take us a step-by-step process so we could unveil the whole puzzle piece program and show our whole, really the whole picture, the whole unification. So what we were told was we had our literature. Then we started to talk to meet with other members. Then we started working with A-teams and clubhouses. And when we were originally started and was discussed that the 12 Business Party, let's hold tight, don't go there yet. Let's address that in a separate forum, and we would move forward. So many of us were brought into that level. And Tom, I'd like to bring you in and kind of let's take it each step by step so that our society members understand Mark's vision and what we were instructed to do and then where we are today versus where we were back, say a year and a half ago to 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So if you'd like to jump in with your integrations, that would be very helpful.
I'd be glad to. One of the first things that we were told once we got our A-teams up and running and we're working toward getting our clubhouses is that every A-team would have to have a 12 Visions Party coordinator, another term that we came up with. So everybody started searching in our A-teams to find a 12 Visions Party coordinator. That coordinator was going to be responsible for going to all the meetings and reporting back to the A-team. And, of course, at that time we were also talking about it in the clubhouses. And then the word came down, don't talk about it in the clubhouses anymore. And so we all cautiously stopped talking about it in the clubhouses. But unfortunately, some of us also stopped talking about it in the A-teams. And it became a secondary focus. And I realized we were doing a lot of things, but we kind of let it take the back seat because we were kind of unsure what was going on. Like I said, some of the A-teams just stopped talking about it altogether, and that's not what we were supposed to do. We were still supposed to discuss it, just not in the public eye, which are what the clubhouses were. And then there was a lot of stuff going on in the background, and we could probably spend a week and a half with Michael Dilworth as to what he was doing, along with two or three other people who were just digging in and getting the 12 Visions Party started. But, you know, we won't do that to you, Michael, because there's a lot of stuff that happened. And we have no idea what that was other than the fact that Michael just worked and worked and focused and worked with intensity. along with his friends, and Mark Hamilton, of course. So there was a lot of stuff going on in the background. But as A-team coordinators and as NeoThink members, we just kind of had to wait until the puzzle became a little clearer. And that's the hardest part for us to do, is just sit and wait. It's very trying in our patience. But it was all part of the big super puzzle. And you've heard this over and over again, even more recently, how important the super puzzle is and how each piece has to be snapped together. That's why I was fortunate to go to Chicago. Steve did a marvelous presentation and brought up 24 different puzzle pieces that had been snapped into place at that time. It was amazing to see what we had accomplished. And then to look from there out into the future and what we're going to do. That's how I've seen it at this point, as far as the history of what's happened with creating the 12 Visions Party. But there's a whole lot more happening now, and that's what we're going to discuss now, which is a subject which is the reunification, actually, of the TVP with the clubhouses and how important this is.
Terrific. Tom, thank you very much. I want to segue into this with what Tom has been discussing so everybody has it clear. Yes, we were told at a certain time to keep the 12 Visions Party apart from the current clubhouse situation as well as the A-teams at one time. However, that has changed. We are moving forward, and now it's time to unify all of the pieces. We've got the clubhouses. We've got our A-teams. We've got our TVP. It's all now to come into a unification. The process is in place. So there are many of you out there right now who are saying, well, I was told not to address it in my clubhouses. Well, that's changed. It's time. We're going face to the world. We're going public. And in order to do that, we need to bring the whole piece together, all the pieces, and start to work together. Now, we're working with the clubhouses to help them integrate the 12 Visions Party within their programs, and we're working with the A-teams to do that, and we're going to be having more programs to work on that. But today's recording is to reinforce with everybody listening, it's time. We're together. 12 Visions Party is alive. Well, it's moving forward. It's really exciting. So you can start talking about it. You can start addressing it. You start putting programs in your clubhouses. And, yes, I hear you out there saying, well, I've got integrations. I've got new members. It's going to be overpowering, whatever. You're correct. You have to now, as self-leaders and leaders, address how you want to work it in your clubhouses and how that should be in place. So with that, I'm going to pretty much bring this back over to Michael, because we have other speakers on the phone who can talk about how they start incorporating it into their states and into their clubhouses. So, Michael, I'm going to pass this over to you for a moment.
Okay. Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Tom. This is Michael Dilworth, and I am the chairman of the 12 Visions Party National Committee, by the way. And I just want to kind of confirm what Steve and Tom said. The 12 Visions Party is now moving forward. And in the past, yes, you were told not to speak about it in your clubhouses. Matter of fact, I said that several times. And, maybe that was a bad thing to do at the time. But anyways, we're here and we're living in this day and time. So, yes, we want you to talk about the 12 Visions Party in your clubhouse. In your clubhouse. Now, when I'm talking about this, this does not mean that you talk about political ideas and you discuss politics as norm, as the normal, politics go. Just talk about the 12 Visions Party. The people, if they have questions about the politics, fine. Answer the questions about the politics. But really try and steer clear from getting into the politics of the party and just politics in general, because, yes, indeed, politics is a polarizing topic, and you don't want to, upset people. But talking about the 12 Visions Party, something that is such a big part of the NeoThink Society and what its purpose is for, yes, people are going to want to hear about it. It's really important. So, yes, talk about the 12 Visions Party. Mainly just make sure that the people in your clubhouses know that there is a 12 Visions Party. And, they'll make decisions on to get into the 12 business party on their own. So, saying all of that, I think, we want to let some of the officers speak since this is a round table discussion. So, I'm just going to give Larry a cue here. Larry, you up there?
Yes, I'm here. I am here, Michael. This is Larry Wirt, the Vice Treasurer for the National 12 Business Party. And I would just like to reinforce again why we need to make sure that the 12 Visions Party is a part of the clubhouse. And that is because the goal of both of those entities there are the same, and that goal is commercial biological immortality. And it's only through the success of the 12 Visions Party, and that is the depoliticization of America, and the second part, the clubhouse, which will basically replace the burden of life with exhilaration for life. Without those two pieces working together, commercial biological immortality is not possible. And that's my comment for right now. Thank you.
Hey, Michael?
Yes.
This is Tom Carey. I was wondering if I could just add a little bit. Something hit me while you were talking about the TVP and staying away from politics in the clubhouse. I think we need to really specify and let people understand that the 12 Visions Party is not a political organization. We are designed to depoliticize America, not create more politics. So when we talk about the TVP in our clubhouses, we're going to be talking about where we're going with it, and politics should never be a part of it because we are going to destroy the politics that are destroying the world.
Ah, very nice. Thank you, Tom. Okay, how about some of the other officers? Bill, do you have anything you wanted to say about this?
Yes, Michael, thank you. This is Bill Hunziker. I'm second vice chair of National 12 Visions Party. And mainly I wanted to say that as anyone who's heard me on various national calls and everything will attest to, my primary focus since I became involved with the NeoThink Society has been the political movement, what is now the 12 Visions Party. And for me, the important thing about the 12 Visions Party is to bring about everything we're trying to accomplish in the NeoThink Society much more quickly than we will without it. And therefore, there is a need to bring these together. Ever since I first read the Miss Annabelle story, the super puzzle story, I've known that that the 12 Visions Party is as equally important as the clubhouses and everything else that we're doing to bring about the world that we want to live in. And that's my comments for now. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Bill. You know what? Lauren or Carlton, you guys haven't said anything yet.
Yes, this is Carlton Roberts, treasurer for the National Committee. And I think one of the things that I really wanted to add in there is that there has to be a consistency of all of us coming together from the clubhouses, to understanding the business aspect, to understanding what the whole purpose of the 12 Visions Party is. All of us are on this call, as well as everyone, well, at least hopefully most of you that are listening to this, has read Annabelle's Secrets, has read about her story. And yes, I look at it as a factional story. It's a story that can come into reality based upon what we do. And based upon what we do with the first part, which has already been accomplished, which now we have our business alliance. We have people thinking and putting these integrated puzzle pieces together. It's not just a small organization any longer. And now with the 12 Visions Party being an active force, we can truly see eventually having that goal accomplished of depoliticizing, you know, our politics. You know, I think Tom just mentioned in regards to we're not here to add more politics. We're not here to become another political party to reign for, you know, the next 100 years. No, we're here to fill in that missing gap from our Constitution that was missing years ago when it was first formed. You know, the Constitution is great. It's great the way the United States has formed that Constitution. However, there was a missing piece that over the years have become so watered down and has allowed our society to keep on having their own interpretations and putting on such a strain on the way American society is ran in regards to these politics. Our goal is depoliticization. When that happens, then yes, we will truly make everyone rich, including the poor. But we need your help to understand that. We need your help to understand that it is not about separations of parties. It's about all of us coming together as one. When you're in your clubhouse needs to understand that, yes, this is a force that we're all a part of, and that everyone in your clubhouse needs to understand that as well, and ask us more questions in regards to how you can participate, you know, how you can get more involved in making sure the 12 Visions Party becomes a reality the next time we have elections out there. That's all I wanted to add now.
Thank you, Carlton. Thank you very much. And Lauren's over here nodding his head, so we'll give him a chance to speak.
Okay. Thanks, Michael. This is Lauren Taylor. I'm the secretary for the National 12 Visions Party. I'm not much of a speaker. I want to emphasize the importance of A-teams getting a 12 Visions Party coordinator, getting one started. I am a member of the San Francisco chapter here in California, and Otto Beasley was the one that we picked, our A-team picked, to carry out that duty, being a TVP A-team coordinator. And he kind of did his own thing, and pretty soon he asked me if I wanted to be the secretary. And neither one of us are very political-minded, but before long we were both involved in that, and now it's gotten to the point where California is now registering voters, and I feel like he and I have been key players in that process. So I think it's important that, you know, no matter what you might think in terms of your own previous political situation, just go ahead and go for it, and you'll get involved. Thanks, Mike.
Hey, Michael.
Thank you, Lauren. Yes, sir.
I'm sorry. It's Tom again. Just listening to everyone talk has just been really exciting. And as we look around our virtual table here today, what I see are just what Lauren was just talking about. I don't see anyone on this national committee who is politically minded. We wouldn't be here if we were. And we're not looking for politically intrigued people. We're looking for people who are neo-thinkers, who are free people, who are self-authority people. And that's the people that will make the 12 Visions Party move forward. So that's exactly how we have to get this to work. We are not a political organization. We will never be one. We are creating, ultimately, the 12 Visions world and the civilization of the universe. And we can't do that through politicians and bureaucrats. So this is the type of team that we need in every state, in every county, in every A-team, in every clubhouse.
Thank you for that compliment. I'm not a politician. Thank you. I love that.
I happen to second that. I agree with you on that one. And, you know, let me reinforce something that you said, Tom. I think it is important for everyone listening. If you've got an essence and you kind of you're listening and saying, you know, I kind of really want to do this. I feel I've got really a focus on this, and I want to make a change, and I want to publicly get out there. Contact us. Let us know you're out there. Believe me, this is not the political process. This is all new. This is a whole new about improving. It's about changing something that's broken. and make it better. And you can contribute to that. So if you've got an inkling, don't sit on that. Communicate that to us. Let us know that. And we can actually give you a website at the end, if that's okay, Michael, when you kind of wrap up. I think we'd like to hear some updates as to how people can contact us. Because we get that. Because I sat out there. I was in that audience. Many of us on this call were in that audience. And we realized we wanted to get involved. Because I will tell you, I'm really reinforced, because I think you need to hear that. I did not want to get politically involved. That's not what I was looking for. I've seen that world, and it was a world I chose not to. However, I believe in what NeoThink has to offer. I'm living it. I see the results. I want to participate. My essences of communication, of just reaching out to other people, getting involved in preparing the process, and I put that out there. I know, Tom, Carrie, you may want to say about how you saw your essence to do it, because we have an audience of people listening, and they're like, gee, I can do that. I don't know if I really can, though. Should I do that? And yes, you should.
Yeah.
Contact us, right? So I was one of those in the audience like yourself. I'm out there. I tell you, it's a phenomenal opportunity, and we're making such a difference. I don't know, Tom, if you felt the same way yourself, but maybe I'd like to hear a little bit about your situation and why you stepped up.
And I would appreciate the time to comment on that, because the thing that struck me, too, during this conversation so far that came to mind was an old saying, this is not your daddy's political party. This has nothing to do with what is and what has ever been. We are thinking out of the box. We are moving into territory that is new and that is extremely integrated, and that's why this is the answer. This is so amazing as to what's happening with this. That's why I'm here. I said a long time ago to Michael, to Steve, to other members of the team that was putting the 12 Visions Party together, that I would not become a part of another political party, because the political machines that have been out there have done nothing except destroy value and control people. So I never wanted to be a part of anything political. And once I saw where the 12 Visions Party was going, it wasn't such a big deal anymore to be a part of it. It was easier to be a part of it. And when offered an opportunity to do this, I had no idea what Mark Hamilton had in mind, let alone doing recordings like this for everyone. But I'm up for it, because this is the answer. This is how we're going to move forward. This is how we're going to see and actualize the 12 Visions world. And this is how we're going to reach immortality, where we can create forever.
Thanks, Tom. Excellent info.
Thank you, Tom.
And, Michael, is there any input on that you'd like to talk about? Because I bet people like to hear from you, Michael, as to how did you get involved? Why are you here? I'd like to know that.
Well, I don't want to give the whole story, because we only have a little bit of time here.
Right.
I could talk a week on what I've done. But the one thing I do want to emphasize that really turned TVP around and really got it to begin to be unifying with the NeoThink clubhouses like they were supposed to was when I contacted you, Steve, over a year ago and said, hey, we have to get working together. And we've been doing these calls. I've been doing mine on Sunday. You've been doing yours on Wednesday. We need to stop that, because we're not going in the right direction and with the path we're going. We need to unify. And it's been over a year, but we did. We joined teams. We joined forces, and ever since then, the Wednesday night conference call has been the A-Team TVP conference call. And it's probably been one of the most important things we've done, since starting our work here. So
that's good. I agree with you, Michael.
Yeah.
I think it was important. We saw that we needed to be started to bridge. We started having to come together, and we realized unification was the way. We've got to be a body, all of us together, creating and building together forward. And we cannot have these breaks. We've got to be all as one. And that is correct. And you're right. We saw that opportunity. We created it, and we're building on it. And we're all moving forward with that concept. You know what I'd like to ask, though, because I know we're going to be wrapping up in a moment, is a lot of people may be out in the audience and say, well, that's all well and good. You want us to join, build in our clubhouses and all. Isn't there any example of how that can be done? And I didn't know if possibly either Bill Hunziker or Larry Word or even Lauren would like to address how they did it in their state, so at least they our audience has a little bit of a knowledge as to what they could possibly do in their own clubhouse before we end up. If that's possible.
Well, this is Larry here, and I can tell at least my story for how Pennsylvania got started. And I basically had no interest at all in the A-teams, the clubhouses. Wasn't even sure about the 12 Visions party until I heard that the state of Alaska was organizing. And I said to myself, well, I wonder if I could do that. And then I made a phone call to a guy by the name of Tom Carey, and everything changed. We talked for a while about the 12 Visions party, and he invited me out to the A-team meeting that he holds every Friday. And I attended a couple of those meetings until I realized I needed to be part of his A-team. This whole thing needs to work together. And that's how it started, just by a simple phone call to Tom Carey. We started talking about forming the 12 Visions party in Pennsylvania. And through the A-team meetings and the clubhouse, that's how we got things started here in Pennsylvania. And I have to thank Tom Carey for that.
Well, thank you very much, Larry. Bill, any ideas about how your area got coordinated and unified?
Well, again, this is Bill Hunsicker. As I said before, my main interest was the political movement from the beginning, and when I saw that the focus early on was on A-teams and clubhouses, I kind of took a step back and, you know, kept my eye on things but wasn't really involved. And then last year I was contacted by Steve Fagan, who's speaking to you here, and his business partner, Roy Garcia, and they said they were ready to start organizing the 12 Visions Party in New Jersey and asked me for their help. And that's when I became involved again. And basically from that point on, you know, I've been leading the movement to get the 12 Visions Party organized in New Jersey. And then when Mark Hamilton made the decision to begin integrating the 12 Visions Party into the clubhouses, that's when I became basically a featured speaker at our clubhouses, talking about the 12 Visions Party and how we were organizing in New Jersey and keeping everyone up to date on what we were doing. And that's basically how it happened.
All right.
Thank you.
Bill, thank you, Bill, for your insights. Lauren, how about in California?
In California, it started primarily because of the efforts of Joanna Young and James Young in Sacramento. They have an A-team there. It was kind of a spin-off. They actually were part of the San Francisco team initially, then broke off, and she started it. And then when Otto came on board, he brought me on board, and there were about, I'd say, 10 people on average when we had our I think it was bi-monthly or bi-weekly meetings, California TVP meetings. And then things kind of dropped off for a while when the push kind of slowed down. And then we had the national convention, or that was coming up, and so we realized here in California we needed to have our state convention, which we did. We had that in Sacramento about a month before the national convention. There's always been kind of a rift between Northern California, which has been more active because it's where Sacramento and San Francisco are located, and Los Angeles, southern area. But just recently, now that we're registered, our people can now start to register to vote TVP. We've got Darren Raskin really interested. He's wanting to know how we can bring registrations into his clubhouse, and things are really starting to come together. So that's how
terrific.
Happened
Thank
here.
You. Thank you very much. Carlton, is there anything on your end that you'd like to address from your experiences?
Okay. Well, seems that Carlton got up to go to the bathroom or something, so that's okay. We'll just we'll go ahead and wrap it up.
Perfect.
And we'll go ahead and give you some closing comments. First of all, I want to thank my fellow officers for taking the time to do these recordings, especially this one. This one's been an important one. We've been planning it for a while, And you know, it is important what we talked about today, about unifying the 12 Visions Party and the NeoThink clubhouses. For the longest time, they've been separate. For the longest time, people have put it off. Well, it's time. We're moving forward. 12 Visions Party is moving forward. You're going to be seeing a lot, and I mean a lot, of action moving forward here in the next few months. And, you know, I just want to say one more thing about this, and that is you have to have PvP if you're in NeoThink, just because of the whole nature, the whole purpose of what we are doing with the NeoThink Society. I mean, depoliticizing is number one. Number one. So please follow the lead of New Jersey, California, and Pennsylvania, and the national officers here, such as Steve and myself, when we unified our calls. Follow our lead. Now, if you don't want to be a follower, do it yourself. But nonetheless, you have to do it if you really want to reach your goals. As Larry said later, the ultimate goal is biological immortality for most of us here in the NeoThink Society. But even that, you know, TDP represents so much more than just that. I mean, it really represents saving this country of ours, the United States. Really, that's what it means. I mean, the political environment, the way it is now, is, well, I don't even have to talk about it. You know, highest unemployment rate in over 20 years. Yeah, you know, I don't have to say any more. The 12 Visions Party is the only thing that can turn this country around permanently and save so many lives and so many jobs. So just, if you don't care about any of that other stuff, care about that. And then, you know that the 12 Visions Party is really, really has something to offer. And make sure that your clubhouse members know that. Make sure that your clubhouse members are going to 12visionsworld.com regularly and reading the posts by the visionaries of the 12 Visions Party. Make sure they're going on the National Committee website, tvpnc.org, and checking up for any updates as far as you know, things that we're doing here at the National Committee. The most recent update on there was, the national bylaws were updated, and the New Jersey state bylaws were posted up there for everybody to use an example in moving forward in their state. And, you know, another website is the 12visionsparty.com, which is not active and built yet, but that is coming up very soon. But remember that. Write that address down, 12visionsworld.com and .net and .org as well. But that's coming very soon. So with that, everybody, I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to us. We have a lot more coming in the future, and we hope that you've enjoyed what we've talked about, that you walk away from this recording that you're listening to with something a little extra, a little more than you had beforehand. And if you have any questions, if you need any help with unifying, Steve Fagan, any of us officers on this call, give us a call, give us an email, contact us, reach out to us. And if you don't have any contact info for us, go to tvpnc.org, and on there in the contact portion of that website, there is a form you can fill out, and we will get back to you. So with that, everybody, it's a beautiful Saturday afternoon now here in Ohio. So I'm going to get off this out of this meeting here with the officers and go out and have a good time today. So thank you all.